Blog Talk Radio.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life, wouldn't know.
Good evening, and welcome to Atlanta Life Radio presents There is Life After Layoff. Join the conversation with our show host, Allie, and her co-host, Doc, as Allie shares her journey of self-discovery and empowerment after being laid off. The opinions expressed on this radio program are for discussion or inspirational purposes only. They do not serve as treatment or as a professional diagnosis. All listeners are advised that neither the host or Web Talk Radio agents shall be held liable for the content of programs, including advice given. All listeners are advised to make their own decisions based upon receiving appropriate consultation with a licensed professional and who have been given the opportunity to consider completely each listener's circumstances and not in reliance upon the content of this Web Talk Radio program. Now, as we say each and every week, grab your journal, a piece of paper and a pen so that you can take notes as you share in our journey this evening. And if you'd like to call in and be a part of our show, call in at 347-324-5246 and press the number 1 so that I can bring you into the on-air queue. Now, join me in a virtual applause as I welcome our show host, Allie. Allie, take it away.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the next episode of There is Life After Layoff Radio. I'm Allie, your host, and along with my regular co-host minister, Dr. Regina Ward Porter, the founder of Elise Psychological Services and who is a licensed professional counselor specializing in anxiety, adjustment, and depressive disorders. It is always our pleasure to be your guides as I take this journey of self-discovery and empowerment after being laid off and as Doc affirms normalcy of feelings while offering you practical solutions. Please join in on the conversation with us every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. through the Atlanta Life Radio website at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And you can also follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And you can also find out more about Doc and her services through her website at www.elise psychologicalservices.com. And if you wish to contact us directly, you can always do that via email at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com. And please continue to follow us on Twitter. You will find me tweeting at AllieWard45, and you can follow Atlanta Life Radio on Twitter at ALR Radio. And I'm also on Instagram, and you'll find me at #AllieWard45. So on behalf of Doc, Mel D, and myself, and the entire There is Life After Layoff radio team, we thank you for listening and for joining us as we share with you our insights into the experience of being laid off. Now, tonight, I am honored to be joined by our executive producer, Mel D, as my co-host. Thank you for joining me, Mel D. And, you know, as we quickly approach the Christmas and New Year's holidays, I feel that it is probably one of the most popular times that people actually start to think about getting in shape and about making their New Year's resolutions for the year. But we also know that more times than not, people are not able to keep those resolutions because of unrealistic expectations. Would you agree with that, Mel D.?
Oh, definitely. Don't we all remember the years when we say, okay, this is going to be the last Christmas, the last year that I'm going to be eating this and eating that, and I'm going to start the new year off right. And we go off making all these resolutions. But, you know, tonight we're going to give people some useful information and tools so that they can make realistic goals. Not resolutions, but goals. Set goals.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Thank you. Thank you for joining me, Mel D. And, you know, I am so excited about the two guests that we have joining us tonight as we talk about fitness throughout the year and not just around the holidays, and about how to have healthy, stylish hair and while you're working out. Now, Mel D., you know, we always try to keep it real around here, so I'm going to take a small virtual poll. How many of you ladies in our listening audience have made the excuse that you can't work out because you don't want to sweat your hair out?
Me, yeah, I see you.
Yeah, so if you've answered yes to this question, then this is the show for you. Now, but before we get into introducing our first guest, I want to remind everyone that if you happen to miss a particular show, you can catch up on what you may have missed through the Atlanta Life Radio website, again, at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And we have the automatic player box on the programming page, so it's very easy. Just click on the show you want to tune into, and it'll start playing for you. We're also on iTunes. Just search for Atlanta Life Radio under podcast, and there you will find us. And all of our past recorded shows are available. And after tonight's live show, you will be able to upload it about an hour or so after it airs. So we continue to urge you to do that and catch up on what you may have missed. So now we're ready to get started, and I'm super, super excited because our first guest is one of my BFFs. And when I started thinking about it, we have actually been friends for over 20 years. And, boy, it doesn't seem like that long ago, but and time sure has flown by, but she has been one of those people who's been a constant encouragement to me for many, many years. And in fact, when I met her, she was actually one of those people that encouraged me to pursue competitive bodybuilding because I met her at a show that she was competing in. And, you know, we were at one point even training partners. And when I tell you she's strong, you know. We encouraged each other and always uplifted each other to do the best that we could. And although we may have competed against each other, you know, we never had any kind of, you know, bad feelings between us. She was just always one of those people that I could count on. And I like to always brag about the fact that I introduced her to her husband, Rob, who happened to be one of my trainers. So, and he used to kick my butt, boy, I tell you. But our first guest is the owner of the fitness studio, The Pound Stop Here, and she has been motivating and inspiring and educating others about the benefits of exercising and living a healthy lifestyle for over 25 years. So it is without further ado that I welcome to There Is Life After Layoff Radio, Patricia Rogers Lewis. So welcome to There Is Life After Layoff.
Thank you, Allie, for inviting me to be a guest on your show. I'm so excited to be part of your panel tonight.
Thank you, Ms. Patricia. You know, you and I have known each other for so many years, and, you know, this is something that you and I have both been passionate about for a long, long, long time. But before we go into, you know, our discussion, I want you to share with our listeners a little bit more about who you are, including your experience, your background, and your certifications. Can you do that for our listeners?
Absolutely. First, I would like to start by saying that I believe God instills in all of us a purpose. Mm-hmm. And I know my purpose is to help people live a healthier and longer life. Mm-hmm. I have been involved in health and fitness for over 25 years. I'm a certified IFSA fitness trainer, a certified specialist in sports conditioning, and a certified nutritionist. After college, at the age of 21, I purchased my first business. It was called Georgia Academy of Precision Arts.
Right,
that is
I remember.
Where I taught. You remember that?
Mm-hmm, I do.
That is where I taught fitness workouts, gymnastics, and cheerleading. Then several years later, I purchased my second business, and that was called It's About Time Personal Training Studio. You remember that, too?
Yes, I do.
Then in 2005, my husband and I, Rob, started the Pound Stop Here. Mm. Our goal is to help people break the generational curse when it comes down to obesity.
Wow.
Our focus is to help people understand, because your mother and father was overweight, there's no reason why your kids should be overweight also.
Right. Right.
Yeah, my biggest philosophy about fitness is not about how you look, because I know once you get involved in fitness, because I know for myself, it improves your health,
right,
your well-being, your quality of life, self-esteem, self-worth. It's incredible. It's a lifestyle change. That's what I tell everybody. It's a lifestyle change.
It is. It is. It really is. And you know what? You hit on some really key points, because we've had shows, a past show, that we specifically dealt with generational strongholds. And so, you know, you're absolutely on point. And we, you know, this whole journey is about people rediscovering their purpose, you know. Mm-hmm. And you're absolutely correct. Just because your parents and your family are, you know, people say, oh, it's hereditary. I got big bones. You know, my mom had big bones. You hear that all the time, don't you? I know.
Look at my wrist. See how big my bones are?
Right.
You
right,
were eating
right.
the wrong thing.
Too funny, too funny. So you know that the philosophy that you have is really interesting. So can you talk a little bit about your philosophy? And your philosophy states that those who think that they have no time for exercise will eventually have to make time for illness. Can you talk about that?
Oh yes, definitely can. One thing that we do is we don't put ourselves first.
Mm.
And I don't have any kids, but I have tons of nieces and nephews. And I know that if you don't take care of self,
right.
then who? How can you take care of your kids? How can you take care of your parents? You're not going to be able to be around to help them. So first, when you thinking about I have an hour, instead of putting it into someone else, put it into you.
Mm.
And once you put it into you, you're going to be able to give it 100-fold to someone else.
Right.
Fitness is so important, not just, like I said in the beginning, to look good. It's about feeling good, longevity. You want to be around. You want to be able to bend down and pick up your grandkids, your kids. You want to be able to do that without saying, oh, baby, I can't pick you up. I can't bend over. Nobody want to do that.
Right,
you know
right, right.
You
right.
want to feel young, what they say. 50 is the new 30, and that's
right.
how we want it to be. We want to start saying 70 is the new 50. We
right.
want it to be that way, okay?
Right.
We want to look at 70-year-old and be like, wow, she looks incredible. That's how it should be. Because you're getting older don't mean that you should be getting worse. You should be getting better.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, we talked about that also, about it's got to be about balance. And women are so bad about that because we feel like, you know, we got to take care of the kids, we got to take care of our husband, we got to clean the house, mm-hmm. we got to do this, we got to do that. But you know what? My thing is I finally came to the realization, Ms. Patricia, that if I don't take care of me, I'm not going to be able to take care of the rest of these jokers in this house.
You're so right. You're so right.
So, you know, I used to actually feel guilty about taking a moment for myself and taking a nap. Well, you know what? I'm not too ashamed to take a nap now.
And that's the key thing you say. As mothers, and I know as a woman, what we do is we caregivers. We feel guilty all
yes.
the time. We don't
yes.
need to feel guilty. We need to start standing up and saying, this is for me. Because the better that you are, the better you're going to be for your husband, your kids, and everybody else.
Absolutely, absolutely. Can you tell us what are some of the biggest misconceptions that people have regarding weight loss and getting in shape and dieting?
The biggest misconception is that people think once they start working out that the weight is going to come off the next day. They get so upset. Oh, my God, I've been dieting for a day. Listen, what I want people to do is to what I want people to think about, it took you 6 months to put on 50 pounds.
Right.
Why do you think it's going to take a month to get off 50 pounds?
Right.
Stop
right.
beating yourself up. That's why we fail. You have to do short-term goals.
Mm.
And if you make short-term goals, it'll turn into long-term. Let me give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
If you would say, the first month, my goal is going to be to lose 5 to 10 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
In 4 months, you don't lost 40 pounds.
Mm.
You have to look at it in short term. If you look at the big picture, say you have 100 pounds to lose, that's
mm-hmm.
a lot, and that's overwhelming.
Right.
And that's
right.
going to make you want to stop.
Right.
So people need to realize this. You didn't gain it overnight. Give
right.
yourself a break and do not get discouraged.
Mm.
Every pound is getting you to the goal that you're trying to get to.
Right, exactly.
It didn't come on overnight.
Exactly, and you know what? It's got to be about a lifestyle change. You
yes.
know, it can't be that, oh, I'm just going to eat good for 2 months and then, like you said, get discouraged when the pounds don't fall off. It's got to be about changing your eating habits all the way around, you know?
Yeah.
And
that's
I think
why they don't need to.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Allie. I'm sorry.
No, and that's getting into our next subject is, you know, we started talking about at the top of the show people making New Year's resolutions. You know,
yes.
We joked about it, but, you know, one of the top, you and I both know this, one of the top resolutions that we oftentimes hear is that people want to lose weight or get in shape, and then, of course, they don't keep them. And so, you know, can you talk about that with us for a little bit?
Sure, I can. The biggest reason why people cannot stick to their resolution is because they don't have a plan.
Mm.
Let me give you an example. My New Year's resolution, Alicia, is to make more money, is to get a new car, is to go to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
But if I don't have a plan, how am I going to do all these things? I'm just
right.
talking. You need to get a plan. So what you do is, if you want to say, and it's okay to make resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to say that, but put a plan in place. Okay, my resolution is to lose weight. On January 1st, I'm cleaning out my fridge. I'm taking all healthy things, putting it in the fridge, so I don't go back to my bad habits. I'm
right.
going to take, at 8 o'clock, I'm going to go to the gym, or I'm going to walk my neighborhood. And you have to set aside things to reach your goal. You just can't speak it. You have to do it.
Right.
So you have to have a plan.
Wow. Okay. Now, from a health and fitness aspect, what do you see as the number one cause of depression around the holidays?
Overeating. What people do is during the holidays, they overeat even more because we have so much delicious food around the holiday, so many Christmas parties, so many family gatherings. And what they do is they put on more weight over the holidays.
Okay.
Okay? Say they need to lose 50 pounds anyway. Over the holidays, they put on additional 10 on top of what they already needed to lose. So this is putting them in a more of depressed state because they're thinking,
right.
oh, my God, I had 50, now I have 60. So what our focus needs to be over the holidays is to enjoy ourselves, to enjoy our families, but we need to do portion sizes.
There you
go. We need to control. You have that cookie. You have that cake, but you don't have three slices of cake. You don't have you see where I'm going with this?
Right.
You say, okay, I'm going to enjoy this meal, but I'm not going to go back for seconds. You take it down.
Right.
You take your portion size down. That's
right.
the key.
Right. And you know what? That is so on point because, you know, when you and I, we kind of joked about it before the show, when you and I were dieting and getting ready for a bodybuilding show, I mean, people really don't know what it is to diet till you've dieted for a bodybuilding show. They would run in fear. But you know what I learned? One of the biggest things that I did learn during that time was how to move back from the table. I learned how to just eat, not to just be full, but to just be satisfied, if
satisfied.
That makes sense.
It makes perfect sense. And what you're saying is, as Americans, what we have done is everything is supersized this. Everything is. You know, more is better. That's not true.
Yes.
More is not always better. And especially when it comes down to our food. We
right.
need to eat to, like you said, to be satisfied. But what we do, we eat because we think, ooh, it tastes so good, it smells so good, so we overeat. And that's really why extra calories are coming from, because we're overeating.
Right, right. And you know what? Let's add one more thing into that formula, discipline.
Yes.
If you don't have discipline.
I have something to add when you talk about discipline.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing to me when people are recently diagnosed, let's say, with diabetes, high blood pressure, or heart disease, and they quickly can discipline themselves to their new menus.
Right.
So why can't we be on the side of prevention and just start thinking about preventing those type of diagnoses? What are your thoughts on that, Patricia?
Good, Melody, that is excellent. You know why we don't do that? It's because we think it's not going to happen to us. We think it's invisible. We think, oh, That ain't going to happen to us. I've been doing this for a long time. You probably not heard this before. I've been drinking beer forever, and it hasn't bothered me. I've been drinking forever. I've been smoking forever. Mm. I've been doing this forever, and nothing has happened so far. They think it's not going to happen to them. And when it do, it's a big eye-opener.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so instead of people thinking, this could happen to me, don't think, nobody should think they're invincible, because they're not.
Right.
You know, it can happen to you. So that's how people have to look at it. Like, I don't want this to happen to me. So I'm going to put things and steps in place so I can prevent this to before this happens.
Right. That is so key. What would you think are some of the biggest diet misconceptions that people have?
Probably thinking they can cut their carbs out of their diet. A lot of people, what they do is they listen to other people. And what I tell a lot of my clients, friends, is what works for me might not work for you.
Right.
God didn't build us all the same. Our bodies are not the same. Okay.
Right.
Our genetic makeups are totally different. So you need to figure out your body. People think the first thing I hear with everybody starting to diet is they cut their carbs. You know what happened? They lose weight. But when they put them carbs back, Allie, tell me what happened.
It holds on to it and you gain more weight.
Mm-hmm. And they'd be more upset.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way you can go through life and not have no carbs.
Right.
There's just no way. Okay? You're going to have some carbs. So what you do is you don't cut carbs out completely. You keep them in your diet. You just keep them at a lower percentage.
Right.
So your body is not a sponge when you start putting it back.
Exactly.
So people need to realize that it's about balance. It's about doing your carbohydrates, your protein, and your fat.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing a combination of all three.
Because, you know, what people don't realize, and I think you and I learned this back when we were bodybuilding, that all of that works together. And, you know, like you said, you have to have a healthy balance of each, you know, because we knew back then we couldn't build good quality muscle without the protein. And then the carbs served to help give us energy. And, you know, and do your research, people. Don't just think that there's ever going to be a quick fix pill, because you turn on the TV and you see all these commercials and you know they got actors and actresses that look fabulous. You know, it ain't. It's not that real.
No, a lot of it is air tech. It's touched up. So,
yeah, absolutely. Now, Ms. Patricia, can you share with our listeners what would be some of the key things that people can incorporate into their lives that can help them lead to a living a healthier lifestyle?
Sure, can. First thing I think people need to do, like I said earlier, is portion control. One thing example I like to use is, say you go out to a fast food restaurant. Instead of you supersizing it, why don't you get a kid's meal sometime? Compared to getting a regular size supersized meal where you're getting probably over 2,000 calories to a kid's meal, you're getting under 1,000 calories.
Right.
So portion control is important. Second thing is alcohol control. I know a lot of people enjoy their wine, and nothing's wrong with that. You just need to do it in moderation. You can have 3-4 glasses of wine a night, okay? Do it in moderation, okay? My clients love to tell me, I need some wine to wind down. What I want you to do is get in that tub, get you a hot bubble bath, and then you can have a glass of wine, but only one glass.
Right.
Another thing is get moving. A lot of people don't do anything. They complain about aches and pains, but they're not doing anything. You know, I know a lot of people don't have gym membership. So if you're working, instead of take the stairs.
Right.
Get moving. Let the blood circulate through your body. It's so important. So important.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, the last thing I want to tell everybody is water is so important. I have so many people come to me and say, everything has so much sodium in it. You're right. Sodium is in everything. And the way that you get sodium out of your body and deplete it through is to drink water.
Water.
So water is the key. So remember, always have your water on hand. It's the key.
Patricia, can you also reiterate to our listening audience that soda dehydrates you? sometimes a lot of people think that by drinking a liquid that they're, you know, doing what they're supposed to do to stay hydrated. But in actuality, sugary drinks dehydrate you.
They sure do. They sure do. You're so right about that. People think, because in a lot of people think diet sodas is better. It's not. Mm. They still have artificial sweeteners in it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You need to stay away from all of that. Water is the key. To get a lot of people like, oh, water is not the best thing I like. I tell people to start off with, do some Crystal Light in your water. Do a little flavor. That, and then that'll help you to be able to start weaning it off. But pure water is the answer, the best way to get you where you need to be.
Right.
Excellent.
Let me ask you this, Patricia. How important is not eating after a certain hour?
Oh, my God. So important. Super important. What happens is everybody should have a cutoff time. Mm-hmm. And it really depends on what time you go to bed. I am I get up really early. So I go to bed at 8. So my cutoff time is between 5 and 6. Okay? So it really depends on what time you go to bed. But even if you go to bed really late, you still need to have a cutoff time around 7 or 8. Because what happens is the people that really stays up later, they have a tendency to want to snack more because they're looking at people, maybe doing some work. They have a tendency to want to go into the fridge.
Right.
It's so important for your body to do what it needs to do overnight and to repair. And if you just put a bunch of carbs, a bunch of sugar, a bunch of soda in your body, your body's breaking it down all through the night, and it's turning into fat.
Wow.
So
and is there truth to the fact that your body can't digest what you have put into it while you're lying down?
No.
Okay.
No. What the most important thing about that is, once you eat, you at least need an hour to hour and a half before you lay down.
Gotcha.
Okay. You do want your food to digest. You don't want to lay down on a full stomach.
Right.
That's the bottom line.
Right.
Your body is going to basically function the way that you want it to function. All depends on what you put in it. And
right.
if you want it to function at 100%, you put good things in it so it can function that way. If you want you want to be tired, you want to be, you know, not get the results that you want, keep putting the sugary drinks. Keep putting all the things in your body. And you're going to get those outcomes.
Right. Absolutely. Now, you know what? How can our listeners get in touch with you if they are interested in personal training or in working with you? Can you give our listeners your contact information?
I sure can. There's two ways. You can contact me at 404-287-9119. That's 404-287-9119. Or you can also email me at getinshapecamp@gmail.com. That's getinshapecamp@gmail.com.
All right. Do you have any specials that you have for our listeners?
Actually, I do. What I want to offer all the listeners is if you call me or email me and mention the show and also mention the word help on your first session, I will take 50% off.
Oh, fabulous.
Wow.
Fabulous. There's no excuse, people.
Yes.
Get on it.
Wonderful.
Get on it. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Ms. Patricia. You have provided a lot of helpful information for our listeners, so thank you. And we invite you to stay on air because there may be somebody calling in to ask you a question. And I'm going to encourage we're going to take a short station break right now, and when we come back, Mel D will introduce our next guest, Ms. Kiki Adams, to talk about healthy hair care. So I want to encourage our listeners to call in if you want to address a question to either of our guests. You can reach us at 347-324-5246, and make sure that you press the number 1 to be added into the on-air host queue. You are listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio with Ali and Mel D, and our special guest, fitness instructor Patricia Rogers Lewis, and hair specialist and stylist Kiki Adams from Salon Blue. So please stay tuned.
Failure. not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony.
If you are just joining us, you are listening to Atlanta Life Radio Presents Vera's Life After Layoff. We want to take this opportunity to thank all of our listeners, and a special thank you to all of our partners and sponsors, because without you, this show would not be made possible. I want to say a special welcome and thank you to our new sponsor and partner, Inspiring to Behold Incorporated. Continue to listen with us, and you'll hear more about that organization and our partnership with them. And now back to our show. We have an exciting show, and coming up is Kiki Adams with Salon Blue. Now returning back to our program. Allie?
All right. We are back, and if you are just joining us, welcome, and you are listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio at www.atlantaliferadio.com. I'm your host, Allie, and along with my regular co-host, Doc, we encourage you to join us every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m., and you can also follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And also on Twitter at AllieWard45, and Atlanta Life Radio is tweeting at ALR Radio. So please continue to follow us. And so now, as we continue our fitness and healthy hair episode, I am going to turn it over to Mel D to do the honors of introducing our next guest tonight. Mel D?
Thank you, Allie. And at this time, I am so honored and pleased to welcome celebrity stylist and hair specialist, Ms. Kiki Adams. Kiki, welcome.
Hi. Hello. Hi. Good evening. How are you?
Oh, we're doing well, and we're so happy you're joining us. Let's start off with you telling us a little bit about your background and about your salon, and then we have some questions for you.
Okay. Well, first, let me say thank you for having me. I have been in the hair industry for 18 years. I relocated in Georgia 14 years ago. I am known as a hair care specialist. That title comes from really being focused on learning hair, internally and externally, how it grows, what vitamins, what vegetables help to promote growth. And that's internal, everything like Patricia said, totally piggybacking water. Mm-hmm. And learning the external things, the cuticle layer, the follicle, all of that stuff. So those things are where the hair care specialist comes from. The celebrity stylist part comes from, let's say I do Dr. Jacqueline Walters from the Bravo show, Married to Medicine, Drea Kelly from Hollywood Ex-Wives. I do her. I freelance and travel with them at different times. And I've done WNBA, Brenda Woods from Channel 2, a couple of R&B groups. So that's the celebrity side. But all of my clients are celebrities in their own right, and I love everybody.
Everybody's a star
in my world.
Yes, and I love it because I can actually attest to the wonderful expertise and services because I attend and I go to Salon Blue, and Kiki is my stylist. And I'll be looking for a new hairdo coming to 2014.
Yeah, okay. Footnote. I have that footnote. I have it.
So, Kiki, can you talk a little bit about, and I'm going to just depart a little bit for African-American women. For many of us, we say that, oh, my God, I cannot work out or go to the gym because my hair. What are some of the remedies or what some of the recommendations you can offer to our listeners?
Oh, my gosh. The workout, the air. I mean, let me take a deep breath for all of my fellow sisters. oh, my goodness. I think with everybody, and not everybody, but pretty much us black women going natural, is where the real huge controversy came up as far as us working out and maintaining our body health as well as our hair health. Mm-hmm. With the natural and the working out, it's really hard. I'll tell you what I tell my clients, number one, when you wear your hair natural and you get it silkened or pressed, all right, when you get it silkened out, you just can't go do 2 hours of cardio. I'm sorry. there's two things you have to look at. You do need to work out. But when you first get your hair done, you sat there all that time, you got impressed, you're feeling silky smooth, your hair's blowing in the wind, it's going to revert. The root's going to revert. So I tell my clients, when you're first done, go to the gym, but don't sweat profusely. Do your abs, do your workout, do some weights. Don't go to spin class. Don't go in the sauna the first 3 days. Then once the hair, and we all know it gets a little old, it gets the buildup, you have to know how to gauge your workout in retrospect to your styling. You know what I mean? So when it's first done, take a little break. When you get a little bit old, the third and fourth day, if you're a weekly client, that fourth, fifth, sixth day, that's it. Do your sauna. Do your water aerobics. Get your step class in. Get your yoga in. Because it's old, you're pulling it back now. You're going to tuck it in a pin. Not too many ponytails. And then you really work out hard. If you're all natural and you wear a twist in its true natural state without silkening, then, I mean, hey, you should be super sexy fine because you're already reverted. I mean, you do it all. I mean, you know, so I think it's just a balance. And it's just a fine line of the silkening. Because women that just wear it natural, I go to the gym. I work out. They just, and they're rocking their beautiful afros, their beautiful twist, and they are sweating profusely without a care in the world.
Right.
Then you have people like me, when my hair is first done, I've got a wrap on my head. I'm trying to maintain so I can be kind of cute for a couple of days. And when it gets cool, I'm ready. I'm going in.
Wow. Great, great. And another question about hair health, because I know you and I have had conversations about that. Can you speak a little bit about maintaining your hair health and how your hair can be an indicator that there may be a physical health problem?
There are a few things that I look at. As far as hair health is concerned, your hair healthiness is going to come from a great hair care specialist and your diet, piggybacking again. To let women know that everything that Patricia said about your diet, about your proportions, about what you eat, it does reflect your hair because it reflects your skin, it reflects your nails. So the number one key to your healthiness is going to be a good vitamin. I recommend biotin and silica to everybody. Those are things that encourage your hair to grow from the inside, you know, your blood circulation. Your blood circulation has a lot to do with how fast your hair grows. That's a whole other something, but that works with working out. So hair health on that end, yes, let's take vitamins, drink tons of water, and lots of green vegetables. That will kind of promote it on that end. If you do have health issues outside of that and you're doing all of those things and you still have a common denominator that you can't figure out, sometimes people have hair loss in the edges. Sometimes, again, to piggyback Patricia, some things are generational curses. You know, your grandmother, if your mother doesn't have edges, and your grandmother doesn't have edges, most likely it's not too much I can do.
Okay.
Because I'm challenged at times, and I have to ask people, hey, well, what about your mother? Okay, what about your grandmother? Because those things make a huge difference in your hair. Genetic things that are passed down. And I tell people sometimes that they tend to have continued breakage in certain spots. Get your thyroids checked. I've had clients have thyroids and didn't know it and had continued hair loss. Alopecia areata is a scalp disorder where the hair completely comes out from the follicle in an odd shape, and it can grow and develop. Well, alopecia areata is a blood circulation disorder. And so that sometimes can run down into lupus. I'm not a doctor, but these are things that I've learned and studied over my years as they relate to hair health and the medical side, like you asked me, the physical side when your hair is not healthy. And medically, the things that could possibly be wrong, hormones, pregnancy hormones, health issues. So, I mean, if these things go on, and when you're one of my clients and I tend to look at them repetitively, I'm able to say, hey, you still have this spot. And then I may ask you, are you on medicine, painkillers? Antibiotics, birth control pills. So,
right. So, what should every client disclose to their hairstylist? Because I know, you know, there are some people who just go to a hairstylist and they answer basic questions, but they really don't disclose maybe some health issues. What are some of the things that, if you're in the know in terms of your physical, your health, what should you share with your hairstylist?
You should share with your hairstylist if you are on blood pressure medicine, if you take thyroid medicine, If you're on any type of hormonal medicine, there are women that have had hysterectomies, and so they take hormone medicine, and your hormone relates to your hair, which is the reason a lot of time after women have babies, due to the hormone imbalance, their hair comes out. It's the hormone. It's not always the epidural. It's not. It's the hormones. So basically things like that, painkillers. If you had surgery and you had an anesthesia, a C-section, if you had anesthesia, you need to disclose that. If you had black dye on your hair from over the counter and you want to get highlights, I'm going to need you to tell me first. All right? I'm going to need you to let me know that you tried 3 black over-the-counter colors before you come and ask me for some highlights. but I mean, medical-wise, just mainly those things. Things that you know you take medicine for, you should disclose to your stylist, especially if you're building a new relationship, because the client and the hairdresser, it's really about a relationship. It really becomes one, whether you're weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly. I mean, you develop a relationship. It's the intimate setting. We're one-on-one. It's you and I. So I would hope that we can become close enough as women where you share these things with me so that I can better assist you with your goal, whether it's short hair needs to be healthy, sexy, and shiny, and so does long hair. If you wear weave, you know, the hair that's out needs to be healthy and shiny. So disclosing things can better our relationship so I can be a better stylist for you.
Oh, excellent. Allie, did you have any questions?
Yeah, I do. I have a quick question for Ms. Kiki. As it relates to children, now, what is too early of an age for a child to get their hair maybe pressed or get a relaxer and what have you? What is your guideline as far as the age goes for a child having that done? Because I know the chemicals that go into, you know, relaxers and what have you, a lot of people are putting it in their children's head, and I see them really young. So do you have any an opinion on that?
Every head is different.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a child or an adult. Let me say that first, because there are some children that have more hair than some of my adults.
Okay.
I mean, like, and I think that 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, up until at least 10 is too early for any chemical. But the way that we have transitioned from our chemicals that we were, a.k.a. creamy crack, and we've now converted into just embracing our natural hair. So many of us are just going away from relaxers, and those of us that fell short and had relaxers and the people that had Jerry curls, I know you're out there and it's okay. it's okay. The people that had the chemicals, whether they were relaxer or curl, they're getting away from them. So I think for children, I'm seeing the parents not putting chemicals in their children's hair.
Okay.
I'm seeing them, as a reference to your question, early is 3, 4, 5, and 6 for any chemical. As far as pressing, silkening, I mean, it's good to do. It's good to bring your child in at 6 or 7 just to get their hair pressed, even if it's once every 3 months for a hydration treatment, a trim. Silkening can help to maintain the hair while you're at home doing it as the parent. If you allow her to get her hair pressed out every other month, you know, maybe 4 or 5 times a year, it helps when you maintain at home because it begins to tame it a little bit, which makes it easier on the parent at home. So early age for chemicals, early is too early, 16 is too early. Let's just not bother with them. There are different textures of hair where some parents feel like one child's hair may be a little more aggressive than another child's.
Right.
But, I mean, all hair can be maintained with great products and knowledge. They can all be tamed.
Right. Wow. Thank you. Very good.
Well, I want to commend you and Patricia, number one, for being women in business. You know, we have to celebrate that fact. And with that, Kiki, can you talk to us about Salon Blue and the inspiration to start your own business and tell us about the salon, because I can brag about it all day, but I want to hear from you.
thank you, Ms. Melinda Davis. I love you. Thank you. You're a great client, too. Melinda's a great customer. Salon Blue is something that just came to me, the business and the name, a year and a half ago. It's my second salon. I'm originally from Portland, Oregon, and I had a salon there, a big salon. When I moved here, I was like, oh, I'm not doing it. I don't want to bother. But as time went on, God just really placed it in front of me, and I'm grateful to have a place where I can facilitate and do other things. I do a lot of nonprofit work for mentees that are a part of the Coalition of 100 Black Women.
Wow.
I do hair, you know, I go out and I speak to people. I went to the Coretta Scott King Young Women's Leadership Academy, and I spoke to the 8th grade girls about career and career changes and goals. And that all runs in with me being a business owner. Because I own my business, the young ladies look at me differently than me just working there. So me having that foundation puts me on a plateau to be able to give back to young ladies. And because I own the business, and it's hair, and we all love our hair, Salon Blue has allowed me to do more than just hair, and that's what I love. The toy drive that the both of you attended last night, that I'm so in debt, and I appreciate you. I have so many toys. Salon Blue allows me to do that, have toy drive. Last year I had a shoe drive, and I raised 100 pairs of shoes and gave 50 to a nonprofit I support, a boys foundation, the Mac Foundation, and I sent 50 to Kenya. I support a school in Montegoe, Kenya. So having the salon is more for me than hair. It gives me a place to facilitate different acts of kindness where I can give back. And since I have the clientele, and I have the people, they're always so supportive, I'm able to get everybody together and kind of pull it in and make these things happen. Hair is my passion, but giving back in life is really my passion. And hair runs in with that because it warms my heart when people get out of my chair and they look in the mirror and they love themselves even more. They feel beautiful even more. When I'm the reason that you want to get up and put your lipstick on and put your pretty dress on, spray your perfume, that is true gratification for me, and I feel like I'm walking in one of my talents that God has given me, which is to just add to the beauty in women, in the women that he's made us, these wonderful creatures we are. My gift adds to that, and I'm forever humble and grateful, and having Blue allows me to do all of that, beautify women, facilitate nonprofit things, bring people in, train people under me so that I can give my gifts and talents back before I leave here. So I have a couple people that come in and train. So that's really what Blue is about for me. And that's what it really
Awesome. And I love the tranquility of the it's almost like a spa atmosphere. And literally the color blue is very calming, and we all often dialogue about the feng shui of her shop. It's just a wonderful, wonderful. Yes, it's just
Thank
a wonderful
you.
Atmosphere. So can
Thanks.
Tell our customers how they can come to the salon or get in contact with you?
Well, you can come and see me at Salon Blue. I need to say spa, right? Salon Blue is located in the great area of Sandy Springs. I'm near Perimeter Mall. That I'd say Perimeter Mall because it gives people kind of a proximity of the area. I'm at 286 Hammond Drive. You can find me at Salon Blue. That's B-L-U. There is no E. And I did spell it correctly. Thank you. I dropped the E. So that's salonblue.co, not .com, just .co. You can reach me at my salon number, which is 404-943-1999. And I'm right off of Hammond, Roswell Road. Again, I'm at 404-943-1999, really easy number, great area. I love my area. We've got food here, food over there. You can eat in between. All healthy food, Patricia. I want to know, Patricia, while you were talking, Patricia, I threw out all my cookies. I threw out my tips. I was looking at Patricia, and I was like, let me get rid of this food.
Funny. Okay.
Well, great. Well, at this time, we don't have any. Our board is lit up, so we have a lot of listeners, which is fabulous. No one has wanted to signal to us that they want to come on air. So why don't we all just continue talking, Allie? I know Patricia's still with us.
Yes.
And let's see. What
and
do
I
want
do,
to do?
I,
Go
yeah,
ahead,
I do have. I wanted to get just some final thoughts from each of our guests, and then in Doc's absence, I have prepared to give scripture tonight. How's
wow.
that?
Wow!
Yay!
Awesome. Yes. Okay.
So, Patricia, can you just, first of all, thank you for being here tonight, and can you just give some of our listeners just some of your final thoughts with regards to fitness?
Sure, sure I can. And I just want to thank you guys for having me on tonight. It was an honor. When it comes down to fitness, I want everybody to set short-term goals. Too many of us is saying, okay, I need to lose so much weight, and you don't get there and you get discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
Take baby steps. Mm-hmm. Like I said, you didn't gain the weight overnight. So
right.
Take baby steps. And have a plan. Just don't say, I'm going to lose it. Sit down. Get a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Start realizing the things that you don't like and the things that you are doing wrong and make them right. And little changes makes a big difference.
Wow.
I tell my clients all the time, I had a client that I had her, she drank sodas, at least a pack of sodas a day.
Oh,
I told her, let's cut back to 6 sodas a day. Just with her cutting back made a big difference
wow.
in her losing some weight. And once
mm-hmm.
she saw that, it encouraged her to cut back even more. So
mm-hmm.
once you start cutting back a little bit, it's going to empower you to
right.
want to do more. So
right.
don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to get out there, to make the changes, because, again, we have one life to live, and you want to
mm-hmm.
live it to your best.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Okay, Ms. Kiki, you have any final thoughts for our listeners?
I do. I definitely want to say, our hair is essential of our beauty, and it's the
mm-hmm.
crown of our head.
Mm-hmm.
And so every woman, take pride in your hair. Take care of your hair. Whether you're natural or relaxed, trims are a huge secret. Don't be afraid of a trim. A trim can
mm-hmm.
lead you to wherever you want to be, whether it's short or long. Deep condition, hydrate. Come to a professional stylist. There are things that we do and that we know in our crafts and our skill that you just cannot get off YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
You have to come in. I know we've got YouTube, we've got the internet, but you just have to come in. Even if you just are natural and you got to come in, every 6 to 8 weeks for a trim, just come in, get a deep condition, get treatment, get seen. I mean, I've had people that I've helped come through some health issues that
mm-hmm.
they didn't know they had because I was able to see it through their scalp
wow.
or their hair, different things. And it's good, when to piggyback Patricia again, saying you need that hour, that time to do something for yourself. Coming
mm-hmm.
into blue is something you do for yourself.
There you go.
Like it's relaxing, it's tranquil, it's cool, it's a break. Salon Blue is not your caddy soliciting, coming in, DVDs, CDs. No. No one's selling bean pies and CDs and pocketbooks. So you're going to come into a nice, dreadful environment where you can just feel like a woman, enjoy your Ebony magazine, your Essence magazine, talk about hair, network with other women, because you never know who's sitting next to you.
Right.
And enjoy your time to yourself, whether you're at the gym or at the beauty salon. They work hand in hand. Stay healthy on the inside, keep your body fit, and, a fine body must have a fine mane.
Absolutely.
Anybody that mentions the show is going to get a free hydration treatment, which is a $20 value. I run that special all the time. It's a $20 value. Mention the show, call, or come in, and you're going to get a free hydration treatment, which we tend to run as our special that people love. So I encourage everybody,
cool.
stay beautiful, stay glamorous, stay healthy, stay fabulous.
Wow, thank you so much for both our guests joining us tonight. You guys are welcome back anytime. We're coming up on 2014, a new year, new attitude.
Yes.
We're bringing sexy back to 2014. So we'll be reaching out to both our guests again to give us some tips in the new year. And as I mentioned earlier, Mel D, I am, in the absence of our beloved doc, I am prepared to share some scripture, as we always want to relate this back to our Heavenly Father. So tonight our scripture is going to be coming from 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 through 20, and I quote, "Or do you not know your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body." And with that, Doc always gives us some growth work. So my growth work challenge for our listeners tonight is think about ways that you can honor God by also honoring the temple of your body, okay, and make a commitment to do it all year round and not just during the holidays or as a New Year's resolution. Okay? So, you know what, Mel D, the time has flown by.
I know.
We're coming to a close of another show. It was a fabulous, phenomenal show. So as we get ready to close out tonight, on behalf of my regular co-host, Doc, and, of course, Mel D, our executive producer, and myself, Allie, we thank you for joining us on this journey, and we especially want to wish each and every listener a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And if you're traveling over the holidays, please be safe. And we want to make a note here, please write this down, that we will be back on air on Tuesday, January 7th. So please mark your calendars. We're going to take some time and have that balance in our lives and enjoy our families in the holidays. So we'll be back on air on January 7th when it's actually going to be our one-year anniversary of being on air here at Blog Talk Radio. So we are thankful and grateful to God for that. And that show will also be our special New Year's episode. So please plan to tune in 2 weeks to join us for that very special show. And you might be surprised who we have joining us or calling in to wish us a happy anniversary. So you won't want to miss it. And as always, we also continue to urge you to be encouraged. And yes, although it may be hard to walk away from something, especially when you don't know what you're walking towards, just know that when God is in it, all things are possible and new. Continue to join us on this journey and take a leap of faith past the fear in your life. And know that the bigger the obstacle, the bigger the blessing. But most of all, remember, there is life after layoff. Thank you and good night.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life, wouldn't know the joy of life and how God always brings you through. For complaining, just look at this, it's just training to be ready, what God has for you. Tell yourself,
I'm not giving up.
No,
I'm not giving
in you, Lord, I have my faith in, even when it seems, that's when you look, that's when you're will begin. Trust and believe, for the only wisdom I have ever known has come from you alone.
Hello, Kiki.
Hi, I just